This is Vacation with the Griswolds with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
Hi, and welcome to Vacation with the Griswolds. I'm Lisa.
Hey, and I'm Steve.
And we are the Griswolds. We're going to be bringing you some information on different vacation destinations and types of vacations. So it could be a quick weekend getaway. It could be something more in-depth like a Panama cruise, could be that, or it could be a river cruise. And to help us today with river cruising, we have Kathy from AMA Waterways. Kathy, hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing terrific. How about y'all?
Doing great.
We're doing good. We're very excited about river cruising. Sometimes we do quick little trips, and then sometimes we like to introduce the audience to something new. And we actually took a river cruise on AMA Waterways, and we had a great time. So we're glad you're here.
Wonderful. Well, river cruising is an incredible product. It is absolutely the fastest growing travel product in the industry right now. It's actually growing faster than big ship cruising. And one of the reasons is that it just makes a darn much sense. Some of your folks have done the big ship cruises. We call them big ships or blue water cruises. And you're thinking that this product is all inclusive. And then that last night they slide this piece of paper under your door and you take one look and you go, whoa, I didn't know I drank that much, or I had no idea an excursion in every port would add up to be this much money. You could pay as much at the end of your cruise as you did for the cruise at the beginning. So river cruising is a unique product in that it is including everything. We are including an excursion in every single port, sometimes several excursions, hiking and bicycle tours and culinary tours. But the main point that I like to bring home about river cruising, and I know people always tell you you need to have this little elevator speech.
Yes.
And you're supposed to tell people what you do in like one sentence. So my elevator speech is just plain and simple. If oceans will take you to countries, but only rivers will take you through them. So on those big ships, you're not going to get to Cologne or Heidelberg or Prague or Budapest or even the fabulous city of Vienna. You're only going to do it on the rivers because the rivers is where civilization grew up.
By necessity.
Pardon?
By necessity, they grew up there. They literally grew up on the rivers.
Think back to the time of the Middle Ages. I mean, we had Irma come through here a couple months ago, and we had horrible rainstorms for a couple of days. So if you were back in the time of Henry VIII and you wanted to take your wagon or your carriage from one point to another and the weather was like that, you couldn't do it. But you could always move on the rivers. So you could get from this place to that place on the river. So that's literally where the cities and towns, starting with settlements, growing to villages, growing to town, and then growing to cities. That's where they grew up. And to this day, 70% of the traffic on the rivers is still cargo. This is how they move goods and services around in Europe.
Well, it seems like an easier way.
In fact, I was on a motor coach one time. I think we were in Germany. And we were gliding along through the Autobahn, and I saw all these 18-wheelers parked by the side of the road. And so I went up to the guide at the front of the motor coach and said, why are all these trucks by the side of the road? And they said, well, trucks aren't allowed on the Autobahn on Sunday. well, I don't think it'll work on I-85 or I-20 or I-77, but I love the idea. But this is really how they move goods and services and where civilization grew up.
Okay. I think that's a good answer. I think it makes sense, too, because there's so much life and so much old history along the river.
Yes, and it's right there. When you pull into a city or town on a river cruise ship, half the time you are right smack dab in the middle of everything, and you literally walk off the vessel being, in our case, 158 passengers, not 2,000-3,000 passengers, and you walk off and you're right there in the middle of the city, and you do walking tours, and then you come back to the ship for lunch, and then you go back out and visit the beer gardens and cafes and shopping, and just an absolutely an amazing way to see Europe. If you want to experience Europe, and if you're interested not on the inside of a ship, climbing wall and Las Vegas style show and that sort of thing, but you're interested in art, architecture, and culture and cuisine, a river cruise is the way to do that. And that's why it's such a huge success these days.
Yeah, I loved how the stateroom came with us when we river cruised versus, you know, taking a car, going city to city, having to drive, find hotels. You just woke up and it was like Christmas every morning. You just woke up and you're in a new amazing destination, and you were, like you said, you were just right there in the city center. You didn't have to take a bus or a transfer or figure out where to, how to get there. It's just, I love that piece.
We describe it as slide your suitcase under the bed, and you're in a little luxury hotel room, and every night that little luxury hotel room is going to move, and you're going to wake up in a different city or town and walk off the ship and do walking tours or bicycle tours. We have biking tours, we have hiking tours, and we have culinary tours. And these are not at an extra cost. These are included with AMA Waterways.
I remember spending very little time on the ship because you're constantly in the city, in the culture, experiencing everything. And then you'd come back and you'd eat and you'd crash because you did so much that day. You were tired. And then you went to bed.
Absolutely.
You woke up in a brand new spot. It's like, where are we today?
And we'll give you a map in each little city or town, too. So if you're 30, 45 minutes into a walking tour in, say, the fabulous city of Regensburg, and you see a cute little cafe or a shop and you want to go back there, you just tap the guide on the shoulder and say, excuse me, I know where the ship is, and I know when to be back there. So also, as our clientele becomes more active and involved in the destination, many people are getting off the ship after dinner, and instead of going to the lounge for the entertainment, they're walking back into the port and enjoying some of that local culture and cuisine. If you're on the Rhine River and you're docked in Cologne, you're literally docked about three blocks from the Cologne Cathedral. And the Cologne Cathedral in front has a huge plaza, and that plaza is surrounded by beer gardens and cafes. So why not walk back there and enjoy some of that local culture? You just need to pay attention to what time the ship's going to sail.
Definitely pay attention to
it's
that.
It's usually about midnight or 1 a.m.
Yeah, which is different than regular cruising. If you're used to regular cruising, you know, it's like 4 p.m., 5 p.m., you need to be back on the ship. Here, you're there all day, so it really lets you enjoy the city and enjoy those and nighttime entertainment. Like you said, you can enjoy the city at night and not have to worry about missing a 4 p.m. departure.
Well, and that being said, too, I think if you, I just plain devil's advocate, I suppose, but if you did miss the ship, it's not going to be that hard to catch up with the cruise. If you miss the ship leaving,
you're going to be buying a taxi ride. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, but it's not like missing the boat in St. John and trying to figure out where do I go now. So
exactly. How do I get to the next island?
So it's accommodating. It's accommodating to the irresponsible.
The rivers. I mean, you're literally, you know, a stone's throw from the next port, And depending on the itinerary, whether you're moving the ship at night or if you're in a very scenic area during the day, we're going to cruise it during the day so you can see those 27 castles along the way on the Rhine River. But also note there is no sense of motion on a river cruise ship. You're never going to have any mobility, motion issues at all. Half the time, at least once during a river cruise, I look out the window and go, oh, we're moving. And, of course, you're never outside of land either. The best comparison is one of the times the captain was doing his safety briefing, and he said, if you fall over, if the ship has an issue, go to the top deck and you'll be above the water. Some places, rivers and canals are not very deep. And the other captain said, if you fall overboard, be sure to swim side to side, not up and down.
Okay, we're going to be right back.
Did you know you can book your vacation with the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds? Steve and Lisa Griswold are happy to help you plan your next bucket list vacation, and their planning services are free. Get a free quick quote today at GriswoldRadio.com. That's GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584. Again, go to GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584 and start planning your vacation today.
All right, we are back. Vacation with the Griswolds. And today we're talking with Kathy of Amma Waterways. And before we took a little break, we were talking about the unique experience of river cruising and how it's different. So I want to stick with unique, Kathy, and I want to talk about what makes Amma Waterways unique in the river cruising community.
Okay, that's fun. I love to hear that. Because just like with big ship cruising and with resorts, there are differences among the different lines. And there are different personalities involved. Everything about a river cruise ship is dictated by the locks that it has to pass through, because we literally have locks that connect the Rhine River with the Danube River. So you will sail into a lock and go up or down as much as 85 feet, and it's stair steps going up one side and down the other from the Continental Divide. So that's what dictates a river cruise ship. I don't care what you call the ship, or you call it a long ship or a short ship, the ships are the same because they're dictated by the locks. So we have a group of ships called the French balcony ships, and that's when the length of the ship was limited to like 343 feet in length, and those are called French balcony ships, and they only carry 148 passengers. In 2010, the folks that regulate the locks decided we could add 80 feet in length to our ships, and we could still fit the locks. We could still do the tight turns on the rivers. So our owner architect, Rudy Schreiner, trained in Vienna, took his 80 feet and he simply added cabins. So while our French balcony ships are 148 passengers, our new ships, called the twin balcony ships, starting in 2010, carry 158 passengers or a maximum of 162. The reason for that is Rudy came up with a new cabin design, which is literally called a twin balcony. Rudy invented the French balcony many years ago. It is a French balcony is simply sliding glass doors. It's not a step-out balcony. And that was the limit until 2010. When he got the extra 80 feet, he designed a new cabin that was literally a cabin that has a French balcony, so you can still see the view and enjoy the air coming in and everything, and an actual step-out balcony. But the step-out balcony has to come into the cabin. So you can't do that cabin configuration in less than 210 to 235 square feet. That's why our newest ship this year, the Amma Christina, only carries 158 passengers. Now, if you're accustomed to the beautiful commercials that are on television and see the direct mail pieces that arrive in your mailbox on a regular basis, you have to understand that that company has the same size ship but is carrying 192 passengers.
Oh, wow. That's a big difference.
It is a huge difference because the lounge is the same size and the dining room is the same size. You are simply putting 30 to 40 more people in the same size space. So just for one thing, consider the difference in the noise level.
Right.
So AMA Waterways, our design and decor is called Country Club Casual. And that's the way we dress as well as our decor. I typically going to wear a black T-shirt and black pants, long sleeve or short sleeve, depending on the season. And I have an excuse to buy one of those lovely pashmina scarves.
Yes.
In every port. And I change the pashmina every night and I dress for dinner. Gentlemen, nice. If you'd like to take a sport coat, you can, but you will not need a tie on AMA Waterways. That's what we call Country Club Casual. Our lounge is designed with living room sofas and armchairs around. Our dining rooms accommodate everyone very comfortably at the same time with tables for 2, 4, 6, and 8. And that doesn't sound like a big deal, except that some of the River Cruise lines, every single table in their dining room seats 6 people. So you'll have 6 for breakfast and lunch as well as 6 for dinner. AMA Waterways has something, several things very unique. Number one, we carry fewer passengers and we have larger cabins. So you have 3 different cabin designs, really. A fixed window, which means a high window that doesn't open. Of course, I'm short, so anything's high for me. And I happen to call it the swan beam. Then we have a French balcony cabin, which is those sliding glass doors. Mm-hmm. Then we have the twin balcony cabins, which is a step out, and the French balcony. And then, of course, we have some suites as well.
Okay, I think that twin configuration is what we had. We were on the Viola, Viola.
The AMA Viola. That was a beautiful, beautiful ship.
I'm leaving for the Viola a week from Saturday.
Oh, we're jealous.
It'll be good.
Yes, me too. I can't wait.
I think we're 313.
Starting in Prague this night, and then sailing 7 nights from Wilhelmshaven, which is near Munich, down to Budapest. So absolutely fantastic. A little early for the Christmas markets, but let's talk about those later.
Okay.
Unique to AMA Waterways is our cabins have an Apple TV in every cabin with a keyboard under it to give you free internet access in your cabin. We're also wired for at least 4G for free internet access throughout the ship, unless you're in a lock or under a bridge, and then you're going to have to wait a few minutes to get back on Facebook.
The internet was surprisingly very, very nice and very well done. I mean, we went through 3 or 4 different countries, and it's, you know, pretty much seamless internet on your phone with the wireless or on that Apple computer in your room.
Yes, that Apple computer is also your cable TV and First Run Hollywood movies, and there's some classics on there, too. If you were just in Nuremberg, you might want to pull up Judgment at Nuremberg with Spencer Tracy and everybody in the whole wide world in that day and age. A fabulous movie. You can spend as much time in your cabin, but really there's so much going on the ship and there's so much to see along the way that most of the time you're going to end up in the lounge or up on that fabulous sun deck with seating and armchairs and sofas and everything up there, and either a pool or a jacuzzi. And in all of his wisdom, as of 2012, that swimming pool on the top deck now has a swim-up bar.
Yes, it does.
Did you try that?
you know, on our cruise, it was a little cooler, and I did not see any adults in the pool. I did see some children, but we never had adults in the pool.
But that upper deck is amazing.
We were just wrapped in blankets up on deck watching the kids.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's just such beautiful scenery along the way. And like, say you're gliding. There's no sense of motion. You're just floating past these storybook-type villages, and you look out the window, and this is straight out of Grimm's fairy tales. Well, guess what? This is where the Grimm's brothers lived.
One more little tidbit, and we'll wrap up the show, this segment.
Chef's table restaurant, specialty restaurant with a private chef in a demonstration kitchen preparing and plating a 7-course paired wine dinner at no charge.
Okay.
How's that for a wrap?
That sounds great. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at GriswoldRadio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, GriswoldRadio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Vacation with the Griswolds, and today we are talking with Kathy from AMA Waterways, and we've got so much to cover. What I would like to do, Kathy, is talk about someone who's never done a river cruise, the first-time river cruiser. What should they look for? What do you recommend for a starter cruise, maybe a destination? How long should it be? What do you think?
Okay. Most of our cruises are 7 nights, which is just perfect. You go from one port to the other, and you have a land package on one end or the other or both ends. Typically, the Danube River is the number one first choice. And the fact that we have four different Danube itineraries probably bears that out. But for instance, the one I'm going on in a week or so, I'm going to start with 3 nights in Prague, which is my favorite city in the entire world, and then sail out of a little city in Germany called Wilhelmshaven, which is near Munich, and sail down through Passau and Regensburg and Melk and Linz and go over to Salzburg and Český Krumlov and end up in Budapest. That is typically the first-timer cruise, but it's followed very closely in popularity with the Rhine River. The Rhine River is the upper-level river in the continent, and it goes from Amsterdam down through Cologne and Heidelberg and Strasbourg in France and the beautiful little town of Requier in France and ending in Basel, Switzerland, with an extension to Zurich and Lucerne.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, fantastic. There's no wrong choices here. What you have to understand about river cruising is that the river cruising appeals to people who are destination-focused. These are people who are coming for art, architecture, culture, and cuisine. So you end up with 158 very like-minded people on the vessel together. So in addition to being small, only 158 passengers, it's like-minded people who are really interested and there for the same reason. So it's easy to make wonderful friendships on board. We do walking tours for the most part. We have a group called the Gentle Walkers. They're not going far or fast. We have a Moderate Walkers group. We have an Active Walkers group for those of us who think we're eating and drinking too much along the way. And sometimes we even have a late risers group for the people who went into town the night before. Since we only carry 158 passengers at a time, you've got to understand that a ship that starts sailing about the 25th of March and sails through New Year's Eve on total, on the number of people that have sailed with us every 7 days during that term, is going to equal what would normally be on one of the big ships. So we do sell out well in advance. We only have 16 ships. That's as opposed to the big folks on television that have 68 ships, and we carry 30 to 40 fewer people on those ships. So if you want a cabin that you particularly want and you want the date that you would like to sail, it is a good idea to be booking further out. It is now, the 26th of October, and within a month, we will open our books to be booking 2019.
Wow.
In fact, I just received our new Africa brochure, and the date on that scares the turkey out of me because it's for 2019 and 2020.
Now, Kathy, for AMA Waterways, is there an itinerary that you would recommend or a best time of year to go for somebody going for their first time on AMA Waterways or on a river cruise?
Either the Danube or the Rhine would be absolutely fantastic. You're going to see fabulous cities. You're going to experience the culture and the cuisine. Our food on board is superb. We're a member of a culinary society called Chen du Ratafir, and it's the oldest gastronomic society in the world. So that means we have to shop a long way for fresh herbs, fruits and vegetables, and fish from the local fishmonger, and we're serving boutique-level wines from the region that you're in. So you're going to have free-flowing beer, wine, and soft drinks with lunch and dinner, champagne with breakfast, an open bar the hour before dinner, and we also do not guard the gangway. If you'd like to bring some of that local wine from the vineyard you visited yesterday or today, bring it back on board with us because it's quite amazing. We do free-flowing wine, which means it's part of the culture. You have to understand, wine is part of dining in Europe, and we are serving a different red and white wine every single day. Yeah, and let's say you can bring it back on board.
That was phenomenal, so, because we were like in Vienna, and they would have local wines from the wineries, you know, maybe even some of them that you had visited that day. So it was nice to go from port to port and experience it also through the food and the wine.
And there are river cruise lines that serve the same wine the whole week. So, like I say, again, there are differences with the different river cruise lines.
Okay. So on a river cruise, are there any special things that you think someone should pack? Would they pack the same as they would for an ocean cruise? Or what do you think? How is it going to differ?
Probably that. Like I say, since we're country club casual, you're not going to have this big whoop formal evening or anything like that. You're going to be casual during the day with wonderful, good walking shoes because you're walking so many places. And some of these cities and towns were never bombed in World War II, so they are the original cobblestone streets. For instance, when you're in Prague, I think Prague is the most walkable city I know in the world. And I average 8 to 9 miles a day when I'm in that city. It's just amazing. Depending on the season you're going, the shoulder seasons of spring and fall and into the Christmas markets, I always recommend layers because 3 light layers, like 3 T-shirts, will trap warmth between each layer. So that's better than 1 big, thick layer.
Okay.
I'd always be prepared with good walking shoes, maybe a jacket with a hood in case of rain, because who wants to carry around an umbrella anyway? We do provide them, by the way. But you know, have you ever been in a big group on a walking tour and people are holding umbrellas?
Everyone has the umbrella. You're like, no, this isn't working.
I'm short, and they're going to put my eye out for sure.
Yeah, it was also the other thing was on the ship. In addition to the regular dining room, we got to enjoy the dining room off the back of the ship, which is like a chef's table?
She mentioned that at the end of the last segment.
That was really nice.
That was included. And it's a delightful experience. The presentation is astounding. The chef is in a demonstration kitchen, so you can watch them prepare this. And again, it's paired with the wine. So it's an exceptional experience. What it also means that even though our dining room can accommodate everybody at the same time very comfortably, every night there's about 26 people up in the chef's table. So that makes the space ratio or the space in the regular dining room even better. And
that's
like I say, I noise level is a concern to me in some of these public places, and I think we do an excellent job with that because we have the fewer passengers.
Well, and I think they also wean out some of the passengers by having I know on our particular ship, they had a kids buffet set up in the lounge area. So a lot of the kids, they bond and they want to hang out together and they don't want to eat with mom and dad anymore. They want to eat with their new friends. So they're upstairs on the main deck. And then there's more room in the dining area for everyone else. And it's great how you start dining with other people that you've met along the way.
Oh,
let's pretty
say
fabulous.
Very like-minded people. And obviously you were on a charter with Adventures by Disney.
We were.
That's the only way to, one of the few ways, I guess, to do river cruising with kids.
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal. And the ship was, was stunning, beautiful. It's just so elegant. I'm used to some of those cruise lines that kind of look like Vegas, and that's not my feel. No. This was
homey.
Yeah, it was like a living room. Yeah. We would go down. You get a cappuccino out of the cappuccino.
Oh, yeah, we did exploit that cappuccino machine.
Every morning to start the morning, you're kind of in the lobby having a cappuccino, getting ready for your excursions, having breakfast down at the restaurant.
Well, then the kids would go in the library area, the game room, and they'd pull out some games and start playing memory or do a puzzle. They created their own games. They decided to come together and put on a talent show. And that was adorable.
Oh, how fun.
It was adorable. I'll have to send you a video.
having the culture. So at night, you know, there was always a different kind of entertainment act that was brought on to the
local.
Yeah, there was a local.
And authentic.
There was either some dancing that would come on or singing or something like that. So it was just a great way to wrap up the evening after dinner.
Okay. Well, speaking of wrapping up, I'm sorry, Kathy, I'm going to have to take a minute here. We're going to take a break here again. Yes. And then when we come back, I want to talk about some excursions and then maybe some of your own personal experiences or stories that you've just grown to love over the years. So stick around. We'll be back in just a minute.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact the Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
Welcome back. Before we went to break, we were talking with Kathy from Ama Waterways, and we were talking about, we were getting to talk about some of the things about the partnership between Ama Waterways and Adventures by Disney. This happens to be the type of river cruise that Steve and I did, and how the kids are there and how they accommodate the kids. But Kathy, tell me more about how this partnership with Disney is affecting Ama Waterways.
Love it. We are so proud of this partnership. We were selected by Adventures by Disney to be their exclusive river cruise line, and our owner architect came up with a new ship design so that these ships that Adventures by Disney is chartering, full charters, so you will never book Ama Waterways and find Disney on board because they are full charters. But these ships have connecting cabins. They have triple cabins, which will accommodate three people, and they have suites that will accommodate four. This is very unique in the industry. As of next year, we will have four of these ships. Adventures by Disney originally was focused on families and multi-generation. At the end of the first season with ABD, we looked at the demographics, and it was almost 50% families and couples. So evidently, Adventures by Disney is known by couples to be an extremely quality product and booked into as well as with families. So this the first year, they did seven cruises on the Danube, mostly in the summer and a couple at Christmas time. Then they expanded into the Rhine, the same, the summer and Christmas time. And then this year in October, they introduced their first adult-only river cruise with Adventures by Disney in coordination with the Epcot Food and Wine Festival, since we are so well-known for our cuisine and our wines on board. So don't put Adventures by Disney in a little pocket that's only families and multi-generation, and don't put river cruising in as a very senior or retiree market. I think last year our average age was about 55, and we are attracting many more younger and more active people because of those bicycle tours we have on board and the hiking tours we have on board and the culinary. And these tours are not at an extra cost. These are included. So you could be in Vienna and have to choose between four different excursions to do in Vienna. because they're all included with Alma Waterways.
I thought it was fantastic. The range of ages, like you were saying, it wasn't what I expected. I did expect an older crowd. I didn't know if there would be other kids on the ship, even though it was Adventures by Disney. I wasn't sure what we were going to have, and I was so, so pleased. There were a couple of multi-generation. There's a group of, I think, 8 or 12 people, maybe 12, that were there celebrating a birthday, so they had the whole family. But lots of younger kids. We had kids as young as, I think he was 5 in kindergarten, and up to the teenagers, 16, 17, and everything in between.
Range. Yeah, I loved doing the excursions.
I was going to say, just consider the possibilities of taking a teen or a preteen and taking them to the Anne Frank House and to courtroom 600 where the Nuremberg trials were held, or to one of the concentration camps in those countries over there. Tell me this won't have an effect on their lives and expand their world and their horizons. So river cruising is not just for families on Adventures by Disney, because these ships with the connecting cabins and the triple cabins and the suites are all ours. So think beyond the possibilities. One of my favorite stories is a travel agent that was taking her 10-year-old son with her. I believe it was Christmas markets, which is just happens to be my favorite. I've done it 6 times. But she and her son decided to forego the usual excursion when they were in Vienna, because the cruise manager said, no problem, I can tell you how to take the subway in, I'll give you the map, you'll be just fine. So they went into the city of Vienna, were parked a little bit outside of Vienna because the canal, the river doesn't go downtown in Vienna. They got a little turned around, they got a little confused, and at one point, the child looked at his mom and said, Mom, nobody speaks English here. We don't know where we are. I want to go home. And she said, sweetheart, we speak of home. We're not going home till Saturday. And he looked at her and he said, I don't mean North Carolina. I mean back to the ship. So the ship had become home for this kid.
That says a lot, though. That's really good.
It does.
Because it is home. You know, when you're out and about and you just want to go back where everything is familiar and you know the people, which you do at this point, you just want to go back home. I get that.
We've got about two minutes left. Could you tell us a little bit about the Christmas markets? I heard about them on our river cruise, but we were there in the summertime, so we missed it.
Well, if you're a Christmas person, or even if you're not, if you have never been to Europe at Christmas time, it will entirely change your view of Christmas. In these cities and towns, they don't decorate trees and stores. They decorate entire cities. These markets go back 700 and 900 years. Every city, every town, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, France, Hungary, the Czech Republic, they all have Christmas markets. They're based on Advent. So they start the mid to the later part of November, and they go through Christmas Eve. And everybody's out. They're walking, they're eating, they're drinking. You smell sausages roasting and gingerbread and nuts roasting. And you see families standing in front of market stalls. And there's a baby buggy there, but you can't even see the baby because it's covered up like an igloo. I don't know what these people do after Christmas is over, because right now this is their social life. They're out and enjoying it. I have now done it 6 times, and it is my favorite. I will go every single year if I can. Plus, you can do all your Christmas shopping in 1 week, which is kind of cool.
Well, that's an added bonus.
An added bonus for sure. Do it the week of Thanksgiving or the next week and come home with everything. And then you're done. You're ready for Christmas.
Well, we ended up doing some shopping and we bought some stuff and I had it all shipped home. And then we didn't have to carry it. It wasn't a problem. So they do that as well, which is great.
Oh, that cuckoo clock store in Regensburg, maybe?
It was some glass ornaments, but pretty close. All right. So, Kathy, yeah. I'm going to have to wrap everything up here. Thank you so much for joining us. Ama Waterways, nice way to do some river cruising. And hopefully we'll get to have you back on the show. We'll talk about more things at another time. And thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Interested in planning your next vacation with the Griswolds? Go to GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584.